And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 5th of May, 2010. It's the birthday of the man who said, "I believe that if ever I had to practice cannibalism, I might manage if there were enough tarragon around." That was James Beard, born in Portland, Oregon, 1903, called the father of American cooking, or as Julia Child once said, "In the beginning, there was Beard." He grew up loving food. His father worked in the customs house in Portland. His mother ran a small hotel. She loved to cook. They employed a Chinese cook in the house, so young James ate a lot of Chinese food growing up. The family spent summers on the coast where they caught fish and they collected berries. And James Beard always remembered when he was 2 years old, he was taken to a World's Fair, and the thing that he remembered for the rest of his life was watching Triscuits and shredded wheat biscuits being made. Though he loved food, he didn't consider it as a career. When he was young, he wanted to go into music or theater. He went to Reed College. He was kicked out for having an affair with one of his male professors. Studied voice in London and Paris. Went to Hollywood, New York, trying to find jobs. But to pay the rent, he would sometimes teach cooking classes. Went back to New York to try to make it in the theater in 1938, and he met a brother and sister from Germany who loved food too, William and Irma Rode. They formed a catering service called Hors d'oeuvre Incorporated that would serve good food for cocktail parties. James Beard met people through that. One day they catered an event for the International Food and Wine Society, whose secretary liked James Beard a lot. She got him a book deal with her publisher, and in 1940 he came out with Hors d'oeuvre and Canapés. After the war, he launched the world's first cooking show on television. It was called I Love to Eat. He was a frequent contributor to magazines, including Gourmet, though he said himself, "I don't like gourmet cooking, I like good cooking." He believed in using local ingredients and cooking from scratch, but he was not a food snob. One of his cookbooks has recipes for sloppy joes, hamburgers, cheddar cheese balls, and frankfurters in sour cream. He once said that if he were about to be executed and given a choice of his last meal, it would be bacon and eggs. He was a large man, 6'4" tall, though he writes in his books about the nuclear American family gathered around the table. He was gay, which he did not publicly discuss even in his memoir. James Beard, who said his philosophy was feel free and take a fresh look. My emphasis is on options. My motto, why not? Here's a poem for today by Galway Connell entitled The Fly. The fly I've just brushed off my face keeps buzzing about me, flesh eater, starved for the soul. One day I may learn to suffer his mizzling, sporadic stroll over eyelid or cheek, even hear my own singing in his burnt song. The bee is the fleur-de-lis in the flesh. She has a tuft of the sun on her back. She brings sexual love to the narcissus flower. She sings of fulfillment only, and stings and dies, and everything she ever touches is opening, opening. And yet we say our last goodbye to the fly last, the flesh fly last, the absolute last, the naked, dirty reality of him last. The Fly by Galway Connell, from three books, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.